Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Jonas Yantan with Evening News. The headlines. Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan confers Raja Buraska to 35 scouts, guides, rovers and rangers. Chief Minister Nipirio calls on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at New Delhi and apprised on projects and development of Nagaland. Nagaland Vector-Borne Diseases Control Program, Kohima, launches dedicated dengue helpline number to assist public on dengue-related issues. And Akashvani Kohima all set to organize musical fiesta tomorrow. Now the news in detail. Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan today conferred a Raja Puraskar to 35 scouts, guides, rovers and rangers from Dimapur, Kohima and Woka. The Raja Puraskar, also known as the Governor's Award, is the highest award a scout, guide, rover and ranger can earn at a state level. On the occasion, 50 scouts and guides from Dimapur, Kohima, Mukokchung and Woka received Pritiya Sopan, the highest rank for a scout and guide to earn at the district level. Speaking at the event, Governor Ganesan said the purpose of the Bharat Scouts and Guides movement is to contribute to the development of young people in achieving an all-round potentials as individual and as responsible citizen. Highlighting the significance of 8th of August, which marks the second anniversary of the Quit India movement, Governor called upon the young scouts and guides to remember and honour the sacrifices made by our freedom fighters. He said, as young citizens of this great nation, it is their duty to draw inspiration from the historical events and the individuals who shaped the country's history. Ganesan also urged the young people to emulate the selflessness and commitment of freedom fighters in their everyday lives. Mention may be made that awardees of both Raja Puraskar and Tritiya Sopan have undergone regular and consistent trainings and testings to earn their respective awards. The Raja Puraskar awardees will be preparing for further higher award at the national level. Nagaland Chief Minister Nipirio has called on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at New Delhi today. In a social media post, Rio said Prime Minister Modi was apprised on a major projects and initiatives for the development of the state. Looking forward to his continued support and guidance, the Chief Minister added. Following the rising cases of dengue across the state, Nagaland Vector-Borne Diseases Control Program, NVBDCP, Directorate of Health and Family Welfare, Kohima, has launched a dedicated dengue helpline number aimed at providing timely assistance, information and resources to the public during critical period. The dengue helpline accessible at 7630932527 is now operational to assist residents with any dengue-related inquiries. The control program said the service is staffed by trained professionals who can offer guidance on dengue prevention and advice on seeking further medical help. In addition to the helpline, the control program is intensifying its efforts to combat dengue through public awareness campaign, entomological studies, forking and distribution of long-lasting insecticidal nets. Public are also urged to take necessary precautions to protect from dengue by using mosquito repellents, wearing long-sleeved clothing and ensuring no stagnant water in and around their homes. In a vibrant prelude to India's 78th Independence Day, Akashvani Kohima is all set to organize a musical fiesta at the State Academy Hall in Kohima tomorrow. The music fiesta will begin at 4 p.m. Director General of Police Nagaland Rupin Sharma will be the guest of honor. This special celebration will honor the spirit of freedom and unity through an exceptional showcase of music and cultural performances from 15 tribes of Nagaland. The musical fiesta will feature an array of performances by both renowned and emerging artists from the state like DGB Band, Color Keys and Mogo Koza, among others. Assistant Director of Program and Head of Program Akashvani Kohima, Abhinav Lasu, said the event is not only a tribute to India's rich cultural legacy, but also a chance for all to come together and celebrate the nation's journey and achievements. Lasu urged all the citizens in Kohima to join the event and be a part of this celebration. This news comes to you from Akashvani Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. On the occasion of International Day of World's Indigenous Peoples today, Chief Minister Nipierio said the day provides us with an opportunity to tell our truth, our story and our connection to our place. Rio expressed hope that it would bring greater awareness and understanding of the rich cultural heritage and rights of indigenous communities. Nagaland State AIDS Control Society, NSAICS, will be launching a nationwide two-month long intensified information, education, communication, IEC, campaign across the districts from 12th of August on the occasion of International Youth Day. Addressing media persons at Kohima today, NSAICS Project Director Dr. Ahu Sekose said, in order to enhance the knowledge levels of the general population and equip masses with information about HIV and sexually transmitted infections, the intensified campaign is intended to reach all the nook and corner of the state. He said a campaign will be launched at NPCC Convention Center, Kohima, and will cover all the districts of Nagaland. Deputy Director IEC Tejangunyo Tenyo said different campaign activities will be carried out at rural and urban level. She said 780 villages will be covered through field functionaries in coordination with the district administration and village. She said at the urban level, the department will hold a youth convention starting with Kohima Zone on 12th and 13th of August where the Red Ribbon Club members and nodal officers from seven districts will be trained as HIV ambassadors. Tenyo also added that the districts will be covered in other two zones in Dimapu and Mukokchung shortly. Advisor Urban Development and Municipal Affairs Department, Jalio Rio, has asked the councillors to work for accountability and transparency. Speaking at the inaugural function of the two-day orientation program for the elected councillors of urban local bodies at Jumukidima today, he emphasized on setting up various subcommittees for functioning of ULPs and also to generate revenues through a coordinated effort. He also said the best is expected from the new elected councillors for development of the ULPs and provide basic services. Jalio further advised the councillors to carry out visitation and inspection at their respective jurisdictions and examine to identify areas for revenue generation, planning, development of infrastructures, land use and regulation and economic growth. The Dimapu District Task Force on Single-Use Plastic has resolved to form a subcommittee for regular monitoring the ban on single-use plastic. This was decided yesterday during a meeting with all stakeholders held under the chairmanship of ADC Dimapu, Malo Hunzoi. The ADC, while emphasizing the importance of enforcing the government-mandated ban on single-use plastics, said defaulters would be penalized, a sum of 10,000 rupees for the first offense and 20,000 rupees for the second offense. He informed that an official order detailing the complete ban on single-use plastics, including fines and penalties for non-compliance, would be notified. During the meeting, the task force decided to launch a widespread awareness campaign using IEC materials, print media, churches and schools as dissemination to public on single-use plastics and their alternatives. Further directives would be issued to churches, event organizers and hotel and venue owners to prohibit single-use plastics on their premises to public as a means of reducing demand. The TEDF also informed that the SUP Public Grievances App, SUP-CPCP, has been developed by CPCP where any citizen can lodge a complaint if they see any banned items. And now, Trendy News, here are the headlines again. Governor of Nagaland Lal Ganesan confers Raja Puraskar with 35 scouts, guides, rovers and rangers. Chief Minister Nipierio calls on Prime Minister Narendra Modi at New Delhi and apprised on projects and development of Nagaland. Nagaland Vector-Borne Diseases Control Program, Kohima, launches dedicated dengue helpline number to assist public on dengue-related issues. And Akashvani Kohima all set to organize musical fiesta tomorrow. That is all we have in this evening news bulletin. Good night.